USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is leaving Washington as the deadline to fund the government approaches. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Congress is on a two-week recess with lawmakers slated to return to Capitol Hill on February 28th, which is just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies. The rest must be funded by March 8th. The future course of action is uncertain, given that the House hasn't made headway on any appropriations bills since November, and Speaker Johnson has vowed against passing another short-term funding measure.
Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
There were no other injuries reported in the incident. The NYPD is dealing with a shortage of police officers, many of them leaving the force. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis telling Fox News what she thinks is behind the shortage.
They want to get bad people off the street, the police officers, and when they have their hands tied, whether it's the bail laws, whether it's things like taking away their qualified immunity protections, whether it's inability to cooperate with ICE to deport people who are here illegally and committing crimes, it's tragic.
Also in 2023, New York Police Department reported a record number of police officer injuries. Atmospheric river storms, heavy snow melt, and other factors triggering an activation of the State Emergency Operations Center in California. There's significant concern about dangerous flooding and landslides in Southern California. Already, there have been evacuations.
We have National Guard reps in our State Operations Center with us, and they have the ability to deploy quickly if need be.
An area from San Francisco to San Diego has been impacted by the soaking weather. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
In politics, there's a much-anticipated speech coming from Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley as she struggles to gain traction in pre-election polling. She'd planned on delivering the address from her home state of South Carolina. As recently as Monday on Fox News, Haley sounded as determined as ever to stay in the race against frontrunner and former president Donald Trump.
Recently, a poll came out, this should shock everybody, that 58% of Gen Zers are not planning on voting in this election. And the only reason people don't vote is when they think no one's listening. And that's a problem.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed at 14th already. According to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics, Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president.
On the list, Biden surpasses President Ronald Reagan, but falls behind President Barack Obama, who holds the 7th spot. Former President Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care for a year. During this time in hospice care at his residence in Georgia, the former president marked his 99th birthday, received accolades for his legacy, and mourned the loss of his wife, Rosalind, last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.